call this meeting to order then. It is Tuesday, February 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. And we'll start our city council meeting with a pledge given by, how about Councilmember Bailey? Can you give us a pledge?
Absolutely.
And then a prayer by Councilmember Anderson.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the progress that is made every year in our city, that will be able to help continue to move that forward. We're thankful for the residents who live here and all the good that they do. And we ask that they and we be blessed in our general community. In Jesus Christ, amen.
All right, and I just need an approval of the agenda for tonight.
I will move that we approve tonight's agenda.
Wonderful. Do we have a second?
Second. How many things you can change?
Seconded by Councilmember Geddes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And we will move on to public comments. Doesn't look like anyone's here for public comments. So we will close that portion of the meeting and move on to item number four, a review action on approving the Detroit County Canyon Road bid added for the Cedar Hills Canyon Road Sewer Project. And Mr. Bailey is presenting.
Yes. So thank you for being here tonight. I know this is a short notice, but the county does want us to approve the bids. They've done the bid process. They've gotten four bids back on the Canyon Road project, and they are going to approve next Tuesday final project. So they need each of the cities to approve the package that relates to their add-ons. So Cedar Hills specifically add-on advice of additive number 5, which is the sewer from Box Elder to Jens Monson. So there's, like I said, there's four bids. The low bid, Kilgore Contracting, is by what our understanding is the better of the. Here, why keeping up this? So it just comes into just under $300,000, which is still within the budgeted range that we had for this project. It does not include the engineering management costs, so we will have Sunrise Engineering possibly going to call on site during the upgrading process to respect our standards and our ongoing rates with calls and Sunrise Engineering. So yeah, are there any questions on this?
So I do have a question.
Yeah.
So we're at 5, right?
Yeah.
It looks like Staker had quite a bit significantly cheaper.
Yeah, we didn't get we're one of the more expensive add-ons for that bid. So if we go with the cheaper bid, we'll actually save some money. But up to that point, we're even within the Kilgore bid, that amount, $260,000, still in the budget range. At Bowling Calls, then when they did their utility extending projects, they funded this at about $400,000 or
But the $400,000 was to do the line.
To do more homes. So we did see a significant reduction in that. That was the original scope of the project, yes.
And this doesn't include any, it does include a trench patch. So we could save that and put that towards, we're going to rebuild the street at the same time.
On Jens Monson?
Yeah. Okay. So there's, to me, it looks like there's like $12,000 there, and then there's a base course that could be saved. So it's like maybe $15,000 that we can put towards, rather than just patch it all up.
Then doing the asphalt, because that whole street, the whole asphalt is full.
Right.
You need to complete it. So this is what it's waiting on. So by doing this, go ahead. So I talked with Jeff about that. He couldn't be here tonight, but we spoke about timing that's to do, are able to do the last placement on that road and possibly widen it to the city standard. We don't know if it would be curb gutter sidewalk because that road will require us to acquire property from the water there, but we're going to be widening as much as we can.
That is our
Jeff Watson.
Yeah, that's our road. 100%.
But not all residents want that river service, right?
I don't believe so. But a number of them have approached the city asking about safety. bit safer. There's a spot where they need to reach the ditch and cross the road, and the asphalt there is giving away kind of a steel plates and sitting there from the road. They're wanting to see that, like, they put some asphalt patch on that, but it's all band-aid until this project is.
So, the new big white house, the big one with that on that condition, are they in this project?
That's a secret. The one that was on the corner of the corner, that's in the north, on the east corner. Yeah.
That is.
That's it.
So this 10.2, that's the overall project?
Yeah.
So 9 million was awarded, right? 1.3 million is what it went to.
So they're gonna have to come up with funding the difference.
The county.
Yeah.
No, not the county.
Well.
The agreement, so the city's gonna come up with the difference.
I think so, yeah.
They take ownership.
So, oh, we're gonna take ownership.
Ownership, so we aren't, but I need to sign Pleasant Grove's.
Ultimately, we're not seeing a check on that.
No, we aren't.
No.
Okay.
Pleasant Grove. But it's not the airport.
It's our portion.
And that 10 point, well, the base bid was for 8.1, and the add-ons when it comes to 10.29. So they made, the county may evaluate some of those add-ons and say, well, we'll bring it back closer to the 9 extension. Any other questions?
So I'm just wondering. There it is. It's an XL. Okay, I got it.
So I just have a question. Timeline? Do we know when they're
they
starting?
Wanna, they want to start next month. They have a couple weeks.
Our
so
portion?
What I hear is that the Cedar Hills portion will be one of the first ones done.
Yeah. And generally speaking, in the construction projects like this, you would do the deep south first.
So sure on,
the
tour
would
do
the deep with the water drainage, and then the streets.
Okay.
Yeah, inspectors.
Yeah. My understanding is that our project, we should see it as one of the first things done, which is good. And although we'll kind of be a mess for that year, but it should be a better
one. So are they thinking end of summer of 2019 that the road will be finished?
I think so. I think it's a game right here.
Any other questions from the council? If not, I'll take a motion.
I'll make the motion. I'm in motion that we approve the Utah County Canyon bid advocate for Cedar Hills Canyon Road Sewer Project. I think it's shown as add-on, whatever, add-on number 5, at a cost of $26,261.40, plus a 15% contingency, plus we know that there will be engineering and management.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The motion passes. That is everything on the agenda for the special meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Thank you. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are finished for the night. If you have questions, we're happy to chat with you afterwards.
You're going to try to have your citizenship community bear badge. That's the meeting to go to.
Ever.